Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Welcome to season two of Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we talk about all things wellness. Now, season two is going to start off a little differently because there's just a lot going on in my personal life, and it can't help but bleed over into my professional life. But I think it's actually going to be something that's going to be, I hope, educational for all of us. So, have you ever wondered, is this it to life? Like, is there more? Am I missing something? Because it just seems like it's autopilot, rinse, wash, repeat. Now, I have come to the stage in my life. Now, I've also heard that there's a lot of 30 and 40 year old having, quote, midlife crises, but I guess we could fairly say that I'm midlife. I mean, that would be awesome if I were to live to 100 and have my health and senses about me. I could even say I'm on the other side. I'm on the back 40, the back nine of life, which is a little hard to even admit. But with that comes this pause in life. Now, with having put six kids through college and at the tail end of my baby turning 21 and graduating next year, like there's this exhale that has happened. And there's also this, what's next for me? There's this letting go of my defining role as a mother, although I'm always going to be a mom. I'm not wiping hineys and tucking people into bed anymore. What's next? What's next for me personally? What's next for Soul Via Soul? What's next for grabbing hold of life and saying, what else you got? Like turning the snow globe upside down, shaking it, and seeing what happens. Now, I have to admit, I've done this a few times in my life, which is why, even though it's terrifying as we step into this next chapter, it's also exciting and exhilarating, and it makes me feel like I'm on the starting line of the Ironman again, where there's this sense of fear, excitement, a little bit of apprehension, but also this knowing in your bones that this is what you need to be doing in that moment. So I'm going to back up a little bit. So actually what happened is, as my husband and I started talking about what is our life going to be in this next chapter? What is it going to look like? How are we going to show up? How are we going to serve? How are we going to actually turn up the dial, shake our lives, and go, what else is in there? There's more in there that I want to do, explore, be, create, love. And that's going to come with letting go of everything that we hold familiar. Because how else do you get to the razor's edge of life without making some big drastic moves that put you into the discomfort? Because we do not grow when we're comfortable. And I have to admit, life had gotten comfortable. We had accomplished everything we wanted to do and rebuilding our farmhouse. It was like done. Basically, we could sit back and enjoy it now. And something felt off about that. We looked at each other and we started thinking, what's next? Do we need to do another race? Do we need to start a business? Do we need to, like, what is next? And we started investigating what would it look like if we leaned into our soul's calling? And again, I've done this a few times in my life where I have literally, like a flying squirrel, jumped off the edge of the branch and just hoped to God that the wind would catch me and I wouldn't fall on my face. And every time I trusted, every time I leaped, every time I moved from the space of my heart center and jumped, my life got better. Because it's on the other side of fear that we find and meet who we really are. When we let go of the familiar, when we embody what it is to literally step into the unknown and say, universe, catch me, because here we come. So in this year-long quest of really sort of diving in and asking each other those big questions, like what are we going to do? What's next for us? What's on the other side of us shaking up our lives and doing something bold? And what ended up happening is we decided to take a trip. We took a 3-long vacation trip to Portugal, which I didn't even know where Portugal was on the map, I am ashamed to say, until we took this trip. But we really just picked a spot and went. And what happened changed our very being. Now, health and wellness is my jam. It's what I do. It's what I teach. It's what I'm passionate about. And mental health and wellness combined with physical health and wellness is all about soul via soul. That's the whole idea. But suddenly it flipped. It's always been that our souls, the soul of our feet, were the way that we find our soul's essence. Yes, and that is true. What we eat, how we move our body, all of that is true. But now all of a sudden, I also saw the other side of this, how my soul, my S-O-U-L, the essence of who I am, was now dictating where my souls were going to go, where I was going to walk into next, leading with my soul's desire, my soul's passion. Now, and what I'm about to tell you may sound a little drastic. I get it. And it's not for everyone. I get that too. But there might be some nuggets and pearls that will help you maybe challenge and shift some of the things that you're holding on to in your life that feel familiar and safe because it's all you've ever known. And when we let go of the things that are familiar and safe, what happens is that we open up our hands to receive. And when we open up our hands to receive, fully trusting that the things that we want are going to be dumped into them, there's a shift that happens. There, you move into a new space. Going to Portugal changed us. It spoke to us. It resonated. And there was a deep sense of somehow belonging and a deep resonance within both of our souls, which quite literally surprised both of us. Now, being remote workers, and I do telehealth, my husband works remotely, we've always thought that we would travel. We would have a home base and we would travel and work and travel and kind of blend the two. But suddenly it became actually a lot more economically viable to live there and come here and do the reverse. And suddenly the whole world opened up and suddenly all of the possibilities of what that could look like became a very scary possibility. What if we were to let go of everything that we know here and fully embrace a life where we move throughout the world, following our soul's passions, where we can go to our adult children who are starting their lives and drop in on them and spend weeks at a time, investing in their lives, where we're not tethered to something that we have to just be a vessel for holding things. And what are things? Like, yes, we have to have things, but I think we have too many things. And when you just have a house full of stuff and it doesn't bring you joy, and it's potentially keeping you from exploring and living life, it suddenly becomes something different. And there's a newness, there's an openness, there's an expansive that comes with the very real realization, what's my soul's calling? And what would happen if I took my snow globe of life and I gave it a little shake? So that's what season two is going to be all about. Prioritizing wellness in a way I've never done. Prioritizing rest in a way I've never done. Prioritizing loving me and really honoring the vessel that is this body in a way I've never done. Working, yes, but making work become a part of my life that doesn't take and doesn't leave me exhausted and doesn't leave me feeling like I can't do the things in equal measure that bring me joy and deep presence with the ones I love, untethered by stuff. So welcome to season two. And season two's podcasts are going to be really these deep dives on what the journey is all about when we decide that our health and our wellness and loving ourselves is at the tippy top. And that if we don't invest in our health and our wellness, which is the true wealth that we have, all the other stuff kind of doesn't matter. It's just stuff. So I'm excited to welcome you to season two. I'm terrified and excited at the journey that we're going to go on together. And I'm going to bring you right along with me on how I'm going to step and elevate and make wellness even more important in my own personal life. And hopefully by doing so, will challenge, encourage, and help you support loving you in an elevated way as well, where we let our souls lead our souls, and how we also honor the vessel and continue to find more ways to nurture and love ourselves on our journey of life and looking for, creating, cultivating, shaking things up, looking for our soul's calling as we seek the wellness that we truly deserve, where we create a life we love and one that loves us back. So welcome to season two, and we've got lots of really fun things coming down the pipe. So let's get on with the business of feeling better and elevating every part of our life, even though it might be a little scary. So I've got some exciting news. I am starting a Patreon channel. Now, why am I doing this? So many of you who have followed along know that providing affordable, actionable, bite-sized nuggets of mental health and wellness tools has been my biggest passion for even starting Soul Via Soul. So to be able to find a platform that allows us to come together in community, away from social media, and also allows you to pick the level of involvement that you want is, to me, one of the best parts of using technology to access and provide mental health and wellness tools. So look for the links to the new Patreon community. Pick the level of support that works for you. Share it with your friends. I'm going to be dropping in nuggets of information, things that can move the dial forward in all of our lives. I'm excited to bring this new element of Soul Via Soul to you, and I cannot be more excited to join you in our journey of wellness together.